الحمد لله عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته ومنتهى علمه واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. وقال تعالى إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، we have entered the month of Safar, which is the month after Muharram. Muharram is the first month, so a person can take the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal. Safar is the second month which a person should start traveling Safar also means wind whistling, blowing wind. So like the wind blows and travels fast towards its direction, similarly a person should start traveling towards the actual destination. Your body is going towards Akhirah anyway, so it's not really a matter of choice that you follow and do good deed or not do good deed, in the sense that if you don't, then you won't go to Akhirah. That's not the case. You are, anyway, you are traveling toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day is taking one day away from your life. Every night is taking one night away from your life. Every breath is bringing you closer to your death. So there is no opportunity for celebration really when a person grows older and older. It's like you, everyone is in a death row, and those people who have committed such crime and they are in death row, they have death penalty. As the days go along, they become more and more grieved, more and more sorrowful, and more and more fearful, because every day they know they are going to be punished with death penalty. They don't celebrate when they have given, let's say, 20 years of sentence before giving them death. When they are in prison, when they are in the prison for 10 years, have you seen every prisoner, any prisoner celebrating that it's my 10th year now in prison, alhamdulillah, and he's celebrating, doing a big party, especially when he has death waiting for him? He doesn't celebrate. He doesn't celebrate that I am 11 years old now in prison, I am 12 years now in prison. Because two things: one is he is in prison, there is nothing to celebrate about really. Secondly, he is bringing him towards killing, that he will be killed after some time, the days are becoming closer. But unfortunately, that's what we are doing now, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min." This dunya is like prison of the believer. You are prisoner here. You can't leave. You can't go anywhere. Only one door is to leave, is the death. So you can't go otherwise. There's no other door that you want to live forever, or you want to obliterate you or destroy yourself forever. You don't even have that choice. A lot of people who commit suicide, they do it for this reason. They think we are finishing ourselves. And they don't know, they can't finish themselves. It's only they are just changing from one phase to another. If they know this, that's why they won't commit suicide. Because normally they see escape. Escape is when it is taking you towards freedom. It's not taking you towards freedom. It's taking you towards a more, you may say, longer and more life, which will give you the results of what you have been doing, where the choices end. So nor you are like a prisoner here, nor you can live forever, nor you can die forever. Can you? Can you die forever? Can you become extinct forever? That choice you don't have. Anyone does not have. No one has this choice. Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given this choice to anyone, that they live forever in this world or die forever. Except Anbiya alayhi muslim, they are given choice, they are exception. Like also the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in this month also prepare to travel to Akhirah in this month of Safar. So when you don't have choice to live forever, you can't die, or you can't actually destroy yourself forever, you still will be living, then you are in a prison. And as I gave you an example, when person have 15 year sentence, and then they are going to be not released but killed after 15 years, there is no room to celebrate, I am 10 years in prison, I am 11 years. If you were going to be released after 15, good and well, but not when you are going to be killed, then you are going towards your death. So this world is like Sijn, it's a prison itself. And at the end of the prison, you have been given death sentence. Mouth and death coming to everyone. So here those people who celebrate their birthday as such, it is not understandable that how are they celebrating when they are getting closer to death, when they are in the prison them itself, except if they have been doing good deeds and they have been successful in the last year. Alhamdulillah, then there is way to give thankfulness and celebrate that you are going towards actually your purpose. But when you are destroying not only this world but also Akhirah with your amal, and on the very day of your birthday you are destroying the purpose of your existence. And moreover, everyone understands that if you have 100 pounds and you lose 30, you don't celebrate, you don't do a big party, I've lost 30, I had 1,000, now I've lost actually 30 or 300, or from 100 you've lost 30, you become sorrowful that I've lost 30 from 100 pounds. So similarly, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you 100 years life or 90 years, years mean that you're losing those years. When you become 30, it means you lost not 30 pounds, but 30 years, which are never going to come back. So here when loss happens, someone, they become grieved, they become sorrowful, they become sad, I've lost 30 from my 100 pounds, I've lost 30 million from 100 million, they become sad. It is a loss. They only celebrate when they have more. When they have more. So they had 100 pounds, now they are getting 200. So when you are years are passing, your 21st birthday or your 31st birthday, you are losing, you are not gaining more life. If it was the point that you were gaining more life, every 1 year you gain extra year, no, you are rather losing the life. So a person should be wise and start their journey toward their ultimate aim and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the verses of Quran which I have recited, they mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about in many verses about Jannah, about His Fadl and Rahmah, because that always dominates the Allah Azza wa Jalla's wrath and His punishment and His anger. His mercy, love and compassion dominates. That's why He gives us the opportunity to live 50, 60, 80 years of life. These are all, every year is manifestation of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every day and night is expressing the love of Allah, that He is giving you chance after chance. They are all chances. They are all chances. Like you give chances to your children, or a friend, okay, he's done this mistake, I'll give him, he's a good person, I love him, I'll have him another chance. I'll give him another chance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more His creation than anyone else. He gives million chances. All these minutes and hours are really chances. Because sometimes you yourself think that I've done such a great sin. I've disobeyed, I've committed such crime, I've done such oppression on people or someone, defrauded someone or anything. You yourself are surprised that why you are not being punished. That something is going to befall you. You have done a heinous thing when you were alone, in the middle of the day or the middle of the night, whenever the shahwa and the love of dunya and money overtook you. Sometimes people possess unlawfully the property of others, of orphans, of widows, and others. And then there's other kinds of zulm. They are kidnapping people, rape is going on, selling people's bodies, even their livers, and all kinds of things we are doing. So they themselves are surprised that they expect punishment, but no punishment coming immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish, but this is that Allah azza wa jalla is giving you chance more after more. That's why this is one of the reasons why a person is not punished immediately. Otherwise, if you are punished immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could punish people, but He doesn't, because He loves, wants to give them chance, and enough chance, because they are never going to get not another chance in the sense another life, but in this life, millions chances. That person will return tomorrow. He's committed zina tonight. He's not punished. Otherwise, even the physical punishment is death penalty or 100 lashes, if in Islamically it is called. But how many people are wandering from us who really should have been not existing on the face of the earth? Many of us, our hands should not be existing, the fraud and the zulm which we have done upon people and looted the money of people. This is all mercy, this is all compassion, respite. A person will return tomorrow, maybe tomorrow he thinks. And this is another mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah says, so when He says that Allah says, this means that something which Allah wants to say Himself directly to people through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but want to address, oh my servants. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, is called Hadith-e-Qudsi. Hadith-e-Qudsi means Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the meaning, the words of this Quran is revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sometimes some things are not in the Quran, but Allah azza wa jalla speaks to Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in a different way. And one of those sayings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrating fima, mentioned that what he narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, that Allah azza wa jal says, aznaba abd, that one of my servants, like you, me, we are all the servants of Allah, aznaba abdun zamba, so we commit a sin. We commit a sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person does, like now, last night maybe you've done something, but you could have been destroyed, you could have been, many things could happen, many things could go wrong, but still you are sitting here whilst being covered in the veil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cover, that no one, the next person doesn't know what you have done. If they would know you, maybe you won't come to mosque. If everyone knew what you've done in the past week, maybe you would not have the courage to come to the presence of these people. What will they say? How shall I go and sit in the mosque and all of these people who knew what I've been doing, what I have been doing in the past week, or what I have done? You won't. So you are already sitting under the shade of the Sattar. Allah's name Sattar means his veil through which he covers bad deeds of people. Not for one day, not for 1 minute, week after week, month, but many of decades your deeds are still. Nor the police knows, nor the government, nor anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is covering you. So you're already sitting in the mercy or cover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that Allah loves you. If you want to destroy him, he destroys immediately those people when the matter is finished. And if you are living, this means that door is open for you. Door is open for you to become the king. You don't become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become a beggar. When you come to Allah azza wa jal closeness, you become a king of this dunya and akhirah. You really become a king. Because there is, in akhirah you are king of your own jannah, of your own world, and in this dunya, then Allah azza wa jal takes the love of dunya out of you. Out of your heart, so then it's as though you are even richer than the kings. That is one of the reasons many of the awliya and wise people, they have given example of eagle, falcon, eagle. Like especially Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jailani rahmahullah mentions quite often that live a life of eagle. Especially his addresses to the people, human beings, especially the youth, that you should live a life of eagle, learn from eagle. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think heavens and earth and the animals Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, there are lessons for you in there. That is one of the wisdoms Allah has created them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ. Now listen carefully what I am saying. One reason why the heavens and the earth, the animals, the birds exist is to give you and me lessons. For many, many reasons they are created. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows better. But one of the reasons why every bird, every ant, every lion, every germ, if you know of, they have lessons for you, if you take lessons. Even the earth, even the sky, the moon, the rain, the birds, the fish in the sea, each animal giving you a different lesson. Each flower of different color is speaking and giving a different lesson to you if you are able to see and learn what it is saying to you. Every flower of every fragrance, different fragrance is giving you different, is a lesson. And every color, every shape of flower is giving you a lesson. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many surahs. He mentioned one of the surahs, his name is Ankabut, spider. One surah's name is An-Naml, ant. One surah's name is about honeybee. Allah SWT named the whole of the surah after the name of honeybee. One surah is named after cow, the first one, meaning the second surah after Suratul Fatiha, Suratul Baqarah. Suratul Nahl, honeybee. Can you see? So we think these things are not very important, but one of the wisdoms, everything, if you think deeply, they will give you a lesson. A life lesson for dunya and a life lesson for akhirah. But we are living like blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Lahum ayunul la yubsiruna biha." It's as they have eyes but they don't see, they don't take any benefit. A person who is walking along the street and bumps into coming car, and everyone of course sees a big car coming, and then after he said that, "Why that you don't you can you not see?" He said, "I can see. I have good eyes." But what are the benefits? What is the benefit of those eyes when you are not saving yourself? You are not using where to go, where not to go. What is the use of that sight? So similarly, if you are not using the eyes to learn about what is beneficial, what is harmful in akhirah, in the long term for you, what is that sight then? لَهُمْ عَيُنُ اللَّهِ يُمْسِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانُ اللَّهِ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. You have ears. Don't go out of the house today. There is a lot of chaos and anarchy where people are killing. You still go out and come wounded and come back. And she said, "Did you not hear the news?" I said, "Yes, I heard. I just had my ears washed today. They are very fine." But what is the use of that hearing and that clarity of ear when you are suffering the consequences? You are not, meaning you are listening, but then you are not following. So, some people are living, but they are as though they are dead. Because they are living in the sense, what do you think about a human being is living and he's lying down on the street? Animals are eating. Dogs are eating. Birds are eating. Is that person living? He said, "No, I am living." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith is mentioned that if a person is living and shaitan is eating his good deeds, many, many shayateen, the animals, the evil animals, the good animals like animals you see on the face of the earth, then they are bad animals, the shayateen, they are animals as well. These animals eat your food, other things. The animal, the devil and his army eats your good deeds and destroy your eyes. They eat your Jannah as though they eat your Jannah. So a person is lying there, he is being eaten by animals and he says, "I am still living." What is that living? What is that kind of living? When you are bitten by snakes and you are alive but you are not moving. So the Prophet indicated one hadith that if a person is living and he is letting shaitan and dunya eat up his eternal life, his good deeds, he said his example is of a corpse. He is not as though living. So that's why it's mentioned that when a person forgets the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, his remembrance or his purpose of life, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said his example is of a dead person, that he is as though can't resist anything. And he said that really living are those who are alert and who are actually going towards their eternal life and paradise and everything, their ultimate purpose, their greater good they are going to. And these are the people of remembrance, people of zikr, people who remember akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, life. They are a mercy. They are a mercy to themselves and a mercy to others. Their mercy to themselves firstly and then a mercy to others. Mercy to themselves in dunya and akhirah. And mercy to others. They try to benefit others in dunya and also in akhirah they try. This is the personality. So, as I was saying to you, the animals, they have life. They have lessons. So, I was talking about eagle actually. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmahullah, he gives other awliya as well. They give example of eagle. And it has hundreds of qualities. That eagle is still a bird, it's an honorable bird. Even Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmahullah said, even dogs, they have 10 such qualities. If a person acquires them, he will become a dog. If you ponder over the condition, is many, many things which he does and can be seen. Lesson which one can learn, he says there, that actually 10 he named, 10 such qualities that if you acquire, you can become a wali of Allah. So a person should know, if he is not becoming wali of Allah, he is not even learning from dogs what they are doing. What kind of life he is living then. Asfalu safilin. For example, Imam Hassan al-Basri, he said, one of the quality of dog is that when it's walking, it looks down. It doesn't, its head does not roam around like Veda whilst it's walking. If he wants to look, he will stop, look at the way, etc. Otherwise, he's looking his own wherever he is. Mostly, that's how the normal dogs walk. Now this is, if a believer brings this quality, he lowers his eyes whilst walking and he benefits. This is the quality of believer. Anyway, that's a different story, we are not getting into that. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah and other awliya, they mention about eagle, many, many qualities they mention. Some of them they mention that the eagle, that's why his title is also Shahbaz-e-la-Matani. That's one of his titles given to Hazur Ghaus-e Pak, Sayyidina Abdul, the saintly person, the saint. His title is that he is, in awliya, he is like an eagle. He's in an eagle, he's the kind of eagle in awliya, because there are levels of awliya. There are normal awliya, then there are higher awliya, then there are higher saints. And the highest saints are Ghaus, for example, of their times. And he was one of those categories. And even amongst them, he is distinct. He's called the White Eagle. White Eagle. Ba'azul Ashab, White Eagle, which is even more rare. There are many, but actually very rare, not so many as the other colors are. So even amongst his own category, he is unique. White eagle is unique than the other one. Anyway, and then he mentions to others as well that you also aspire. And he mentions, for example, one quality which the eagle has, it has a very fine, long sight. The sight of the eagle is sharp. So he said that a believer should have also a long vision, a far sight. He should see not only what is immediately here, but beyond the veil of this dunya, he should be able to visualize and think about his grave, the life in the grave as well. He should have a far vision. A far-sightedness, like eagle is flying in the sky, but he can see his prey and other things actually because he has a strong vision. He's not blinded. So don't become like an owl. There are lessons there as well. It's not, we can't be little, because there it is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but actually they have different qualities. So don't become like an owl. But he says, become like an eagle that who can see far away. Similarly, you should, if you are living, don't see the immediate pleasures. For example, I was giving the example the other day, that shaitan traps you, he shows you the immediate enjoyment and pleasure in zina, in pornography, in stealing, in drugs, in alcohol, in actually other things. Immediate pleasure there is. That's what a sinner is, a very short-sighted person, because he only sees what immediately I am going to get out of it. But enjoyment is there, pleasure is there, immediate pleasure, but there will be no peace at the end. That is the trap which we get into, where we get entrapped into this wrong perception
The shaitan is selling us a drink which looks nice, which actually feels good, which is called delicious, but there is poison in there. So a wise person is always going to think, okay, I can't see the poison, but the poison is very dangerous. The sweetness, the coolness, the deliciousness will wither away after a few minutes and hours, and the poison will start showing its effects. But the fool, he was, I'm not bothered, oh, let's enjoy what it is. We'll see what happens. So, farsightedness. So shaitan gives you all of the sins he brings like this. To become millionaire overnight or over weeks or things. He shows you the million that you will get enjoyment, you will get pleasure. Yes, that's true. You might get some enjoyment and some pleasure, but there is no peace, there is no sukoon. All people, most of them, except those who have been accused wrongly, who are sitting in the prison, they all were supposed to have good lives. In their own way, they were trying to have good life, and where they are sitting now. All these people who committed suicide, they were also trying to have good life, but then where did their choices take them? All people have destroyed their families. They were supposed to have good lives. He had a good wife. He was, alhamdulillah, halal. But he was being clever, having another relationship with another lady outside, and saying, I am very lucky. I am enjoying on the other side as well. But soon after, even his lawful relationship is going to end in a disaster. But people, shaitan, that's what how he does. And we, like Hazur Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, says that you are short-sighted, like an owl, only doesn't see in the day, only in the night. So try to be wise and look beyond, like the eagle looks beyond about the dangers. Even many animals, they try to be alert. They're not in a ghafla, they're not in heedlessness. If there's any danger, they're going to fly away. If there's any danger, they're not going to come there. They know that, hey, I will get some food, but I will be trapped into the net. So they don't, many of the birds, they don't come when they know that something is being done. These mice, people try to, when they come and disturb, they try to put many traps. And they sometimes realize that they don't take that piece of food or meat because they know they'll be there. So don't fall down even from the level of thinking of mice. At least actually, be more wiser. Then people put different kinds of foods in front of who kill them. Some put very foods which are colored in good color or food, but there's poison in there. And one of them eats, maybe if they know, he will tell others that this food is good, looks very delicious, but don't actually. And they, being mice, they don't go. A person have put a bucket full, it's very delicious, looking colorful. The mice is not going to eat. And people are just, oh, I put food, they have not eaten. Because they know. Firstly, they didn't know. But what about the human being? He knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet ﷺ has told him in black and white, this food, like mice food, shaitan is putting in front of you, looks very attractive, very colorful, very nourishing, but it's going to destroy you. We, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we Anbiya, the most truthful people, are telling you that. Hum aapko bata rahe hain. Lekin log wo nahi sunte, they still are eating worse than the mice. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who do not listen to the divine advice and the Muhammadan advice, ulaika kal an'am, they are like cattle, they are like animals. But balhum adal, but they are worse than animals. They are more astray than animals. even. They've lost it more even. Because they are at least doing. So, look a little bit beyond. Every sin, I'm telling you a principle, shaitan, which brings in the front of the person, is based upon this principle. Principle is, immediately you get something, but in the long term you lose more. It's like these investments, sometimes you are asked to invest in a business, maybe it is fraud. As they say, until there are greedy people existing on the face of the earth, they are not a customer for fraudsters. No likeness for them. Their business is going to run. It's not they don't have mind, like those people who are fools. They don't have brains. It's the greed which makes them blind, even blocks their intellectual ability as well. They just want to believe that they are going to make millions and all. Other people explain, oh, look at this, be careful. They say, no, you are becoming jealous, ending, etc. They're going their own way. So until lalchi and haris and greedy people exist, the ground is fertile for all fraudsters. They are going to actually breed on them. Okay. So try to think a little bit, as I'm saying, this one principle, if you understand, that wherever every sin, every fraud, it has two of them. One is immediately there will be some benefit, some enjoyment, some pleasure. But two things, long term there will be loss and there will be no peace and sukoon and satisfaction in it as well. Satisfaction will not be there. On the other hand, like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, similarly the good deed have the opposite. Now there is opposite principle working. Allah has put tests now in front of us. Regarding good deeds, following the sunnah, following the sharia, following the command of Allah, there is opposite thing, that immediately it seems hard. It seems there is no enjoyment. Any good deed, namaz, salatul fajr, following the sunnah, wearing the hijab, wearing beard, whatever, immediately looks, how is I'm going to do it? Oh, it's looking hard, I will be looked down there. So immediately there is hardship. But when those people who do it, alhamdulillah, long term benefit, plus there is peace in there. There is peace, sukoon, which everyone wants. Which even kings, they might have golden toilets, but they won't have peace. That is what even the kings, the beggars, everyone is after, peace and happiness. And peace comes, as I said, sin can give you enjoyment, it can't give you. Sin can give you pleasure, it can't give you peace. Sin can give you short-term success, but not long-term. Good deed, sunnah, sharia. The test is Allah has put hardship on the outer surface, it looks hard. And it looks not enjoyable, but as soon as you take it, alhamdulillah, you get peace. So although a person is seeing the other way, that is the thing. In one hadith, Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Jibreel, go and look what I have created. Jibreel alayhi salam went and saw the hellfire, so big creation. As I say, it's not a place only, it's a living being, it's a living animal, it's a living creation of Allah. It's not a place, it is a place, it's a so big place that this earth, all the solar system, even the sun will fit in a corner of hell. It is so big, but it is a living thing. It's not like a room, a place that where people, or a prison where people will be thrown in. It's a living being. It's like living in the stomach of an animal made of fire, for example. So when you enter the mouth, it has its own digestive system and things. That's how the hell is. Once you enter it, there is no escape from it, and it has valleys, and it's a universe by itself, which is so big. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he went and saw the hellfire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did you find it, O Jibreel? He said, Ya Allah, whoever will hear about it even will never enter, dare to enter it. Whoever will even not seeing, but even will hear about it, he will not enter it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Jibreel, go again and look now. When he went now, he found the hellfire surrounded by all the pleasurable sins and attract zina and fornication and all pleasures of the flesh and the pleasures of the nafs and the desires and the shahwa and all these attractive sins. It was surrounded by that. That whoever does that, they end up there. When Jibreel Islam saw all these money, cars, women, all these attractive, the dunya all around the hell, he said, Ya Allah, rarely now anyone will escape. Meaning people will go towards the media, they will see only the outward thing. But inside, as Prophet ﷺ is mentioning, there is the hell. Similarly, the example of the sin is, outwardly, shaitan decorates it. وَزُيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ عَمَالَهُمْ You are attracted to dunya. There is attraction in dunya. There is attraction in dunya. You are attracted to women, we are attracted to cars. There is attractiveness there. It is true. But inside is a burning hell. Inside that sin is the fire of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we do not know. Like a poison, it's blocked in. We only go to the outward, the surface. So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Jibreel Islam said, looking at that, he said, now rarely anyone will be saved because they are going to go to immediate pleasures. And that's actually, in the middle there is danger. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah, paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that go and look at what I have prepared for my worshipful servants, my good servants, obedient servants, repentant servants. Jibreel Islam went and said, so and came back and said, Ya Allah, it is such place. I am an angel. I have no desire for women. I have no desire for food. It's unimaginable beauty. That anyone even who hears about it, they will not be able to resist entering. They will not be able to resist entering it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said again to Jibreel, Jibreel, go now again and look at the Jannah. Jibreel Islam went, and what was being around the Jannah, there was good deeds, the hardships, the mujahada of about the nafs and the struggles, and they were surrounded, Jannah was surrounded by hardships and struggles. Now Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, I doubt now anyone is going to enter it. Because people don't like actually hardship. They don't see that inside there is such pleasure, but only they will see the outward sins. Similarly is the case with the good deeds, that outwardly it looks hard, following Sharia, following Sunnah, following, giving preference to Akhirah and all these things. But when you do them, inside there is Jannah of peace in this world. After you get the full Jannah, paradise, here even you get the Jannah of peace, a long term peace and pleasure, and which you can also feel yourself. Even though people who pray, jo log namaz padte hain, for example, in Fajr it's difficult to get up sometimes, but when they have got up and they have done wudu and they have prayed, do they feel peaceful all day or do they feel regret? How does their day go along? They feel peace, although they suffered hardship in the morning. And those people who gave up to laziness, who given in to laziness at that time and sleeping for half an hour more, 1 hour more. After that, when they get up, it will be regret and remorse. All day they will feel regret and not peaceful and restlessness. Where does this come from? This comes from the prayer brings the light of peace, and not praying, meaning sin, brings the light of darkness. So that is how it is. So a person should be wise. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, this Jannah as a test, you have surrounded it by tests and trials and the tribulations and the hardships now. So this is the test now happening in this world. So like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmullah said, the eagle, one of the qualities it has is a far-sightedness, the sharp-sightedness, that they don't only look what is there immediately, looking beyond their destination and has an overview of the earth wherever. They're not living a life of ant, like I mentioned sometime. People live life of ants. Every small pebble looks like Mount Everest. Every plant leaf looks like biggest tree on the face of the earth. And that's why they're fighting over plants and they're fighting over the stones. Fighting over stones. This is the money and the dunya, like a stone. Fighting over these things. This is mine, this is mine. And they know it has been there, the earth is there. It's never, it's going to go anywhere. It's except on the day of judgment. Now it is going to stay there. What is your bank? We were in America a few weeks ago, some weeks ago, and there was an, not here, people maybe do not, there they had a famous actor there which they liked, and like celebrities. He made some films regarding cars and very many films. Paul Walker or something like this was his name. Very young person, just reached 40, famous, million, billions, and he was, another film is yet to be released, and some he is working on. And he was traveling in a car, and an accident happened, and he was killed in the morning, or in the afternoon, whatever time it was. 40 years old, young. So, this is, people see it is shock, it's at the wrong time. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected a time for everyone. So take lessons from these people. I started that hadith, that's still there. I mentioned one thing. I started mentioning to you about eagle, that's there. How much a person can explain in 1 hour? Actually, it's so or so. But you try to take lessons. Because talking and listening will not take you anywhere unless actually you start walking. Talking, listening and talking does not take anywhere unless you are walking, meaning walking. So walk the walk. That's why in the Tazkiyah purification course we ask people to start walking. If not running, we should fly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the wind, as I said in the beginning. But at least start baby steps. At least I think take baby steps, but a walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, that is. Lastly, one thing I would say, look, you have two options. The verse of the Quran which I, verses of the Quran which I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about hell, and summa la yamutu fiha wa la yahya. Immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, the one who has purified himself, tazkiyah, who has done from sin, from good, from all other evil, and decorated himself with good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, he has become successful. He is the one who has achieved salvation, who has purified from evil. Only goodness remains in him. And then immediately before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about hell. Why is it that hell is mentioned? Obviously, there would be many reasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. One of the reason is the here in this dunya, you and me are living in this dunya. Sometime when you are asked by people that do your purify yourself, people are hesitant. They say, we don't want to follow someone. We don't want to follow any teacher, mashayikh, awliya, although in worldly terms they are following people. They are following plumbers, technicians, toilet cleaners. They are following. We say, now next time your toilet is blocked, don't do this. So he's following him. Don't do this. He doesn't say, oh no, I'm not going to follow you. Then you know then what's going to happen. So people are following very the kings, the prime minister, the president, they are following their advisors. They have advisors. The government has advisory bodies. They are following advisors. People are consulting with their specialists, doctors. They are following their doctors, leaders. Okay. So regarding the path to Allah, shaitan puts, no, you yourself can get there. If you can get there, good and well. Then go and get there. But when you are yourself witness that you are not there, you are sitting in the lap of shaitan, not in the lap of actually piety and righteousness, then know that you are not becoming successful. Then learn and follow someone. You are not following someone, you are following their understanding of the deen and sharia and sunnah until you get purified. So, last thing I am just saying, finishing the discourse now, is that actually either you become purified and follow a teacher, any person who can teach you, a chef or a teacher, whatever you may say, advisor, consultant, they're all names, but basically it is how to get purification or how to get shifa or cure from this illness of sin. That's the person, like a doctor. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is the easier option, meaning if you do this, this is easier. Otherwise, on the day of judgment and after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about hell. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, hell is a living being. Jahannam and hell will become their sheikh. That is their teacher now. If you don't want to follow awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah, that they help you to purify and you follow their advice, okay, you have died now with all those impurities and those illnesses were there and you've taken them to the next world. Ab kya hoga? Unka shaykh, dozakh, jahannam, unka shaykh ban jayegi. The hell will become their shaykh and teacher. The hell will purify them. The hell will purify them because they have seen they are died as believers. So, okay, they are going to go in Jannah after a million, billion, whatever years they've spent. Although it is difficult to stay 1 minute, but who is their sheikh now? Is there any wali in hell? Now, the wali are not going to hell. Only sinner. So, who is their teacher? Who is their sheikh who is doing tazkiyah and purifying? Who is purifying them from the sins in the hell? Who is purifying them? Who is burning the bad effect of the sin? It is the hell itself. So the hell itself becomes the sheikh and murshid of the person. So either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this Surah Al-A'la about hell, innahu ya'lamu al-jahra wa ma yakhfa wa yusirka wa yusara. Easier way is another way. فَذَكِّرِ النَّفَعَةِ الذِّكْرَى, that just listen to nasiha and follow. وَيَتَجَنَّبُ وَالْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَسْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى, that otherwise you are going to meet the very great fire, a great fire of hell, meaning نَارَ الْكُبْرَى, the greatest fire. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى, nor you will die nor you will live there. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, successful are those who has purified themselves. Meaning, if you don't purify and you die as a Muslim, if you are lucky enough to die as a Muslim, then hell will become your sheikh and murshid. Thought, okay, I don't want to be, follow Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Sayyidina Abdul Dabbar, Imam Ghazali, Awliya, Salihin, or Rasulullah SAW. Okay. You don't want to follow them and you're not purified, nor you are purified yourself, then Jahannam is your Shaykh. And the Shaykh is going to purify you now in another way, actually by punishing until all actually evil and the effect of the sin is extracted. When you are like this, then the Shaykh will say, Jahannam will say to Allah, I have purified now. And now he can be taken. Now the Shaykh gives permission to take him into Jannah. So be wise and be intelligent. It is much easier to have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam your guide and follow his advice, the guide and advice of awliya, in an easy way, with zikr, with little bit of zikr and tazkiyah, you will be able to be purify yourself. Otherwise, the fire of hell and the azab, the scorpions, instead of zikr, scorpion and snake will purify you. Instead of muraqabah and thinking about Allah, the filth, the darkness of the hell, the filth and of the waste of the people of the hell, you have to drink to purify, to get out that dirt which you have taken, which I have taken in there. So the tool in the akhirah, it is, instead of zikr, it is tools of punishment, the scorpions, snakes, whatever other forms of punishment, Allah knows better whatever it is. And plus the fire of hell, and who is your murshid now? It is your, and who is purifying you? Who is doing the tazkiyah? Who is actually purifying? It is hell. So it's like hell has become your actually murshid, has become your sheikh and a teacher now. So it's lot easier to be in the company of Salihin. They are compassionate people who will teach you selflessly and guide you towards Akhirah easily, rather than hell actually becoming your Shaykh and purifying you in hardest way. So always these words should be, you may say, lit or reverberating in your mind. Either make hell your Shaykh, or the Shaykh actually, or Anbiya and Awliya and Siddiqeen. It's very easier and honorable to do this. JazakAllah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mashallah, you heard today the discourse, you heard the Nasiha, and if you feel that you are sitting in the lap of Shaitan and trouble on this part in this month of Safar, and not make Jahannam our Murshid, our teacher, then there is an opportunity to find a teacher, a path, the Sirat al-Mustaqim in this world. And that is, of course, the self-purification known as Tariqa Muhammadiyya, which is a gradual step-by-step process to help you rid that darkness and evil from inside yourself. So if anyone would like to know more, like you are window shopping, like that it will be explained to you, you do not have to go on this course, you don't have to, there are many teachers, other courses, but yes, if you want to save yourself from fire of hell, then it is advised and fard upon a person. So just to explain to you for 10 to 15 minutes what this course is about, then please give your names, and then inshallah the brother will sit with you afterwards and explain the course to you. So if you put up your hands, then we will take your names.
Apparently those people who are already trying, unki haath khade kara lein, so that others get encouraged.
So those brothers who are already travelling on the course of self purification, or who have started, could they raise their hands so we can see? You can see, mashallah, there are many people who are...
So those who have not started, they should start, because sometimes people, when everyone's hands are down, they think, I am becoming the only like lamb to be sacrificed. It's not the case. Many, alhamdulillah, it's not sacrifice, but rather you are going towards your salvation and in Akhirah. And nothing to lose, everything to gain. There's no membership, no bi'ah, nothing as such actually. It's just how to settle the matter between you and Allah.
and how to reconcile, how to do sulh with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make your akhirah. You are going to live and enjoy in your own Jannah. If you don't want to invite us, good and well, we'll not say anything to you. You go and enjoy. We have nothing to do with you in dunya or akhirah. Up to you. دیکھیں نا دنیا میں تو ایک طرف رہ گیا ہم آپ سے پیسے مانگے آپ جنت میں جا کے بھی ہمیں کچھ نہ دینا چاہیے دعوت نہ کرنا چاہیے ہمارے آپ سے کوئی ڈیمانڈ نہیں ہے پہلے تو ہمیں خود ہی نہیں پتا وی آر گوئنگ ٹو گیٹ ان جنت اور ناٹ بٹ ایون ان دو اف یو ون دیئر یو ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو گیو الحمد للہ نو کمپلین نتھنگ اگینسٹ یو اٹ از فار یور سیلف اونلی ناٹ فار اور سیلف وی ول جسٹ گیٹ ریوارڈ آف جسٹ ٹیچنگ اینڈ جسٹ ایکچولی کنویئنگ دا میسج فرام اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ Rest is matter between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Log to aap kehte hain na duniya hum mange hum to kehte hain aakhirat mein bhi hum kuch nahi aap se mangte aur nahi de raha Allah de dega apna paas se ajr jo hai aap apni jannat sambhal ke rakhna apni cheeze rakhna alhamdulillah
If anyone would like to give their name, also let me please see the Rahman Raza afterwards. And there are three just announcements. Alhamdulillah, we have been given a blessed opportunity to participate in a 3-day camp, spiritual camp, you can say, Kafana, this coming weekend, on Friday the 13th of December to Sunday the 15th of December, which will begin at Maghrib time. This is an opportunity for brothers to learn about the do's and don'ts of Islam, also learn about the path of the Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah, and also then to convey the message to the locality, to spread that goodness. In that there'll be many halqas, fiqhs, aqidah, visit to the graveyards. So if anyone would like to participate in this and spend some time with some brothers who are on this course and in good company, then please put up your hand. So it's coming this Friday. Maghrib time till Sunday. And just the final announcement. On Sunday, this coming Sunday, in the same venue where the Jamaat was taking place, the camp in Bolton, which is the Medina Mosque, between Zuhr and Asr, there will be practical Dawah training given. So mashallah, when we give Dawah to other people, there'll be, and we sometimes come across many obstacles, so there'll be a presentation and role plays and how we can improve and be more effective on targeting not just Muslims but non-Muslims as well. And this is a very, very good opportunity to benefit. So if anyone would like to know more, would like to also participate, please just raise your hands or see me afterwards, and then we can arrange the meeting.
Qiyam al-Layl bhi hai, aur Durood Sharif ki majlis bhi hai. Hafte wale din mein.
Yes, on the Saturday, after in the evening after Isha,
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, there will be a special Durood and Salaam Majlis, a Qiyam al-Layl, where blessed Durood and Salaam and Zikr will be done in the night, and brothers will be sitting till the whole night and benefiting from that. So there's also an announcement for that.
And also the 26th program has uska bhi announcement karte bhi, then Wahab restaurant program.
On the
26th
of December, there is a special program, and all brothers are invited in the Wahab restaurant in Leamington, Manchester, where there will be many guest speakers who will be delivering the discourse, including the teacher of Tariqah Muhammadiyya. All brothers are invited to please see Iqbal Saab, who is sitting at the back, for more details on that. This is on the 26th of December, On Saturday, there is a special program meal where a three-course meal will be provided and the nasiha will be given by many guest speakers.
Subhanallah.